Hello?
Yeah, hello, this is Mark Robbins.
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir. Now, I believe you are at your home. We are having a word with you, Miss Julie, regarding some transaction coming up on bank account for, I believe she told you each and everything about that.
I don't know what you're on about, mate. This is Amazon, right?
Yes. The first charge was made for Amazon Prime, sir, for £8.99. And the second transaction was coming for £987 through Western Union. And this was the first time your debit card has been used for an overseas transfer to Western Union.
Yeah, all my, all the money goes through Tesco's credit card.
Absolutely. Right. But this, I do believe this, sir, I do believe you have not authorized these two charges from your debit card, right?
It's automatically taken out from Amazon account and put onto Tesco's credit card.
Right.
Which I pay every month.
Right. But the payment which is coming up right now is from your bank debit card. And it was for Amazon Prime, not for the normal Amazon, which you pay through your Tesco card.
I really am confused what you're on about, actually, mate, because it's all about my head.
Well, let me tell you, sir. First of all, just calm down. This call you have received is from the Visa and MasterCard security team, and this call is regarding the two transactions coming up on your bank debit card. The first charge was made for £8.99 for Amazon Prime annual purchase, and the second charge is made for £987 through Western Union to overseas. And your wife has confirmed us that both the charge was not done by her, neither by you.
Alright.
So now, could you just confirm me one thing, sir? Like, do you remember for the last time when you have used your bank debit card?
My bank debit card, we don't pay anything on the debit card for Amazons or any of these shopping type things. It's all done on a credit card.
I understand that, sir, but I'm talking about, like, do you remember for the last time when you have used your debit card or any physical place, like in a restaurant or for, you know, any shopping purpose? Like, do you...
No, the last time I used my credit banking card was at the bank itself to get some cash out.
Okay, I got your point. Now...
I'll get onto my bank account on my phone.
Okay.
And I'll show you, I'll go through that.
All right, take your time.
I'm just going to put your phone down for a minute, okay?
All right, sir.
I'll be back.
All right, take your time.
Okay, when was this done?
Today morning, sir.
When was it, sorry?
Today, on 16th.
It was, this transaction was done on the 16th.
Yes, on 16th January, means today. The charge has been made today morning.
Well, there's nothing on my, account. There's no payment at all.
All right, sir. Because the charges which is coming up on your account is an overseas transfer, and this is the reason we have put the transaction on hold, okay? Because in the past or any time, you have never used the Western Union for transfer any money to overseas.
No, we haven't ever done that.
Right, sir. Now, could you just double check, sir, that you have your banking debit card with you, like it's not lost or misplaced anyhow?
Well, with the card, my card is in my wallet. The wife can't find hers.
No, I'm talking about your debit card, sir. I believe
it's my debit card. My debit card is in my wallet.
All right. Now, you can just see, sir, that on your debit card, on the back of it, there is a telephone number. Customer service telephone number. Just have a
look. That's it, yeah.
Take your time, just have a look.
Yeah, it's on there.
All right. Just a minute.
Right, okay, mate, I'm with you again.
Okay. Now, just help me out with that telephone number so we can put the red flag on the charges and assign you the cue, because you need to call on that number, sir, in order to cancel down the charges, and if needed, the bank gonna cancel down your old card and they will issue you a new debit card, because somehow your card details has been compromised, and this is the reason all these fraudulent payments are coming up on your bank account.
Okay. Well, as I say, my bank
debit
card. Lost it now.
You see, on your debit card, there is a telephone number. Customer
service. Yeah, I've got that.
Just help me out with that telephone number.
You want the number?
Yes, the telephone number.
Why do you want the number, sir?
In order to recheck, sir, that you have the right number with you, and we need to put the red flag on both the fraudulent payment, which has not done.
Okay. It's 0345 300.
Mm-hmm.
0000.
Absolutely right, sir. Now, what you need to do, sir, we are just putting the red flag. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Now, we have put the red flag on the charges, which was not authorized by you. Now, could you give me one thing? Now, could you just confirm me one thing, sir? Like, the Amazon payment, which we are seeing here, is an auto-debit. Like, every month, have you paid any Amazon annual subscription from your debit card?
Just a minute. Have you paid any annual subscription to Amazon?
No.
No, none.
Okay, no worries. Now, just hold the line. What do you need to do? Let me tell you.
Hello?
Yes, just hold the line, sir. Just hold the line. Let me just put the red flag on both the charges, okay?
Okay, mate.
All right. Just bear with me, sir. It's going to take one more minute, okay? Just bear with me. Thank you for holding the line, sir. We have put the red flag on both the charges, which was not authorized by you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Now, what you need to do, sir, as this is an overseas transfer from your account, so we have put in the red flag. Now, the number which you have confirmed me, the 0345 number, is our headquarter number, okay? The lawyer's headquarter number. Now, we will be just assigning you with a queue, okay? So once you hear a beep sound, sir, You just need to straight away dial this telephone number and you will be getting connected with the headquarters. And once you get connected with them, you simply need to tell them that the payment which is coming up on your account was not done by you. So they will make sure that they cancel down all the charges. And if needed, they will cancel down your old card and they will issue a new debit card to you, okay?
Right.
Yes, go ahead.
Who's going to ring me up?
No, you need to ring this number, sir. You need to ring this telephone number, the 0345 number. The telephone number which is given...
Oh, on the bank of my card?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm doing, sir, I'm just assigning you with a queue, okay? So once you hear a beep sound, just start dialing the telephone number, okay?
Okay. On this phone that I'm on now?
No. Listen to me, sir. What you need to do, once I hang up my call, we will assign you with a queue, okay? So you don't
need
to wait for a long time in a hold. So once you hear a beep sound, just straight away dial this telephone number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you for calling Lloyd's Adé Fraud Department. You're speaking with Don Harvey. How can I help you?
Well, I've just had a call from Amazon Prime regarding some monies that are supposed to have been or haven't been paid by Western Union on my account.
Oh, okay. Right. I would be happy to help you out. So when have you received the call?
From Amazon?
Yeah.
Just now. And they gave me... They told me to ring this number, which you rung and got through to you.
Oh, okay. They've evidently flagged the
amount that was supposed to be charged to our account, mm-hmm. which was £900-odd. Mm-hmm. But we never authorised that off our card, so I don't know quite what's going on.
Oh, okay. No worries. I'd be happy to help you out, sir. Now, could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
My name is Michael Starr.
Michael Starr.
S-T-A-R-R.
R-R, okay. And, Michael, could you please help me out with your date of birth in order to know I'm speaking with the account holder?
4/12/45.
Okay. And Michael, can you please hold the line for a moment, I'll just go ahead and pull up your credentials and see what exactly is going on. Now, if you can help me out with the 16-digit card number, Michael.
in which the charges have been taking place.
But my bank card number.
Yeah, your bank card number. That's correct.
4921-8179-5894-0137.
Right. Just hold the line for a moment, Michael. I'll just pull up your credentials and let you know what's going on, basically. Right, can I put your call on hold, Michael?
Right.
Thank you for holding the line. So, Michael, now,
hello?
All of your account details, I can see that on 16th of January 2024, I can see that there is a payment that's coming up on your account, and that is for 987 accounts that's going to WU. I'll just search it on the web. You know what's WU, you know, basically. Give me a moment, please. Showing on your statement, there's WU. It's to Western Union. So
that's
the
it.
Money exchange.
But we haven't authorized any of that.
You haven't done any of that. You mean
no.
A fraud payment. That's a fishy payment on your account, Michael.
It's nothing to do with, we haven't authorized any amount of money to Western Union at all.
Give me a moment, Michael. I'll just go ahead and put a red flag on this payment immediately since this was not paid by you. And Michael, I can see there's one more payment that's on your account, and that's for £8.99. Like,
yeah, that's not authorized by us either. That's nothing. We haven't authorized any of these payments to Western Union.
Oh, okay. And Michael, do you have your card along with you, or have you lost your card?
No, this is all generated from my wife's bank card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think my card is still in my wallet, but we cannot find my wife's card at the moment, so we're not sure where it is.
Where's your wife? Is she with you?
She is. You want to speak to her?
For sure, sir.
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, ma'am. You're speaking with Don Harvey from Lloyd's headquarters.
Yes.
Would you authorize your husband to speak on your behalf, basically?
Yes, I do.
Can you please help me out with your name, ma'am?
Pardon?
Can you please help me out with your full name?
Julie Starr.
And just for the verification, can you please help me out with your date of birth, Julie?
11/9/1950.
And have you lost your card, Julie?
I think so. I can't find it anywhere.
When was the last time you'd used your card, ma'am?
When was the last I don't think I have. What's that? Since I've had it, because my husband normally uses my card, don't you?
It's going to the chat. It's a joint account. So
yeah. So we get a card each. And so if we're paying out anything, my husband normally does it on his card.
Oh, okay. And, Julie, like, is something like this that you guys are facing, is it for the very first time, basically?
Yeah.
Give me a moment, please. I'm working on the your account. I'll put your call on hold, okay?
Lovely, thanks.
He's putting your call on hold. Just trying to work something out.
Thanks for holding the line, Mr. and Mrs. Star, are you there?
Yeah.
You can hand over the phone to Michael, you know, since he's dealing with all your bank accounts and everything, right?
Yeah. Do you want to talk to him again?
Yeah. Michael?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Right. Now, Michael, do you remember when was the last time when you guys have used your card in a commercial place, like at the hairdresser, at, you know, a grocery store, at a departmental store, or anywhere in public?
The last time I used my card was to withdraw some money from the cash point in Lloyds Bank.
Okay, and while you were using your card, Michael, have you found out, like, someone was standing behind you, beside you, trying to grab your card details?
Yeah, well, I've always watched out for that because there's a little mirror on the machine that you can look into, and there was no one behind me the last time I used my card. As I say, I use most of my transactions. I use cash, so I get cash out of the machine and then pay in the shops with cash. I don't use a card, only to get money out of the bank.
And Michael, do you suspect anyone by any chance? You or your wife? Do you suspect anyone?
No, I can't think of anybody.
And is something like this which you guys are facing, is it for the very first time, sir?
Is this the first time this has happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never had this problem before.
Okay. Right. Now, Michael, right now what we are suspecting is basically, you know, since the debit card, you know, has been compromised, like someone is trying to use your card on your behalf using your online banking. Like, so when was the last time you've logged in into your online banking, sir?
On the app, you mean?
Yeah, on the mobile app, basically, Michael.
Yeah, well, that was this morning, just now, when I was trying to find out if this money has gone out of my bank account, and it hasn't. So...
Okay.
Right. It was about half an hour ago I used my phone.
Now, Michael, you don't see this on your mobile phone since, you know, we have already, you know, it was red alerted on our account, on your account basically. So for that reason, you were not able to see it on your account statement. Now, Michael, did you try to log in into your online banking today, this morning at 6:43 a.m.?
The last time I used my app on my phone was about 20 minutes ago. And that's the first time today.
First time today. Well,
I can
see three attempts today this morning.
First time
was at 6:43 a.m. The
second
one was at 7:57. And the third one, you know, which you have done. Now, have you ever shared your online user ID, your login credentials with anyone, Michael, in the past?
No, there's no one, only me.
And does your wife do use online banking, or did she
not
use online?
No, it's just me. Just me.
Mikey, if you could just log in into your app once again, please. Just log in.
Yeah, just a minute. I'll have to get my phone. I'll put this phone down for a minute.
For sure.
Okay, I'm back on it.
Yeah. Michael, let me know if you have logged him into your account.
Yeah, I've done that.
You've done that. Now, Michael,
I'm on the phone now.
Okay, just check your statements. Do you see any unusual payments on your account for the past 7 days? Do let me know about it. If you see any unusual payments on your account.
Yeah, I'm just going through it now.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
No, the last was yesterday, and there's no unusual payments on my phone.
Oh, okay. What's the last payment you see it from your end, Michael?
The last payment was to my daughter, Kirsty.
Okay. Now, Michael, how many accounts do you see there, Michael?
Accounts?
Yeah. How many accounts do you see there?
What do you mean, accounts?
Like how many? Like is it the checking one, the savings one? How many accounts do you see there? Number of accounts I'm talking about.
There's only one account. That's my account.
Exactly. Now, do you see any transactions for the past 7 days, Michael, on your account? You don't see anything.
But only what's normally taken out or put in.
No, anything unusual that you have not made?
No.
No. Okay. And what's the closing balance you see there, Michael?
8198.17.
Now, Michael, now apart from this account, you don't see any other accounts on your statement, right? Is that on your account basically, on your online banking, right?
No, there's nothing, just mine.
Just yours, okay. Now, Michael, if you can just log out of your online banking, please. Just log out.
Log out.
Yeah, log out, sign out of your account.
Right.
Now, Michael, for the next 24 hours, you know, we would be locking your online banking, basically, because right now what we suspect is that your online banking has been compromised. Someone is trying to use your online banking for doing illicit activities. So for that reason, we will put your account under our surveillance. So if you need to make any payments, you need to let me know about it beforehand. Like, would you be making any payments today? Like, do you have to make any payments by any chance?
No, not. I think the next time I make a payment will probably be Friday.
Friday, not today, right?
So no, not today.
We'll work it out in the next 24 hours, you know. I'll keep your account under our surveillance, and we will be monitoring that from which part of this globe someone is trying to get connected to your online banking. Now, I hope, Michael, you have never shared your online user ID or password with anyone any time in the past. Am I correct?
No, nobody. Nobody. Only me knows the numbers and whatever.
Exactly. Now, Michael, basically, right now, what we suspect is that the debit card that you are using at this moment has also been compromised. Like someone is trying to use your debit card for doing illegal activities. So would you like to cancel this card or would you like to use the same old card that's been compromised, Michael?
Well, I suppose we best have a new card.
Exactly, you know, Michael, because right now this card is being compromised. If by any chance, you know, we keep using the same old card that's being compromised, you know, time and again, there will be more charges that can reappear on your account, and that will actually be very harmful, you know. So, it would probably going to take 2 or 3 business days to get a new card delivered at your doorstep. I hope that won't be a problem for you, Michael, right?
No, that's fine. Thanks very much.
And Michael, just for the verification, could you please help me out with your address, Michael?
My address?
Mm-hmm.
21 Honeysuckle Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need my address? You should have that.
Yeah, exactly. Just for the verification, I just confirm you with your address that is 21 Honeysuckle Lane, West Sussex, Crawley, and postcode is R for Romeo, H as in Hotel, 117TQ.
Okay.
Correct? Right.
Yeah, I just get a bit suspicious with people asking me these questions now. I'm a bit paranoid about everybody now.
Exactly, Michael. So, see, Michael, we have your address and everything. It's just for the verification so that you can get the new card delivered at your doorstep, you know, at your own address.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't wish to be rude. I don't wish to be rude, but I'm a bit paranoid now with everybody.
I totally understand you, Benjamin Michael. Don't you worry about it. Just hold the line for a moment, please. Right? I'll put your call on hold.
What a carry on. See, all this online banking is supposed to be secure, and that's the whole fucking shit.
Thank you for holding the line, Michael.
Okay.
Right. Now, so what I've done is, I've already gone ahead and, you know, reissued a new card for you that's going to be delivered at your doorstep at 21 Honeysuckle Lane, West Sussex, Crawley, RH1172, and it's going to take approximately 2 or 3 business days to get a new card delivered at your doorstep. Right, Michael.
Okay. Would that include a new card for my wife?
See, Michael, right now, since this account is a joint account, you know, so we will have to get 2 new cards, one for you, one for your wife as well, because, you know, we are going to change everything at this moment, because, you know, if she keeps on using the same old card, you know, time and again, there will be more charges that can reappear on the account, and that will actually be disastrous, you know, because anyone can take any money out, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Now, Mikey, at this moment, you know, can you tell me, like, to the best of your memory, have you ever lost your wallet with your identities inside, like your debit card, your driver's license?
My wallet is secure with me all the time. I don't leave it anywhere.
And what about your wife, Mikey?
Well, no, she's mostly at home because she has a problem with her legs, so she doesn't go anywhere, really.
Oh, okay. Michael, basically, what you know, information which I have received is that the transaction that was taken place for £987, you know, it's a large sum of money that was being transferred overseas. And look at your account statement, you've never made any transfers that's going overseas in the past. Like, you've never made any payments to anyone in the past, Michael, right?
No,
which was taken place for the very first time. Now, Michael, at this moment, what we have found is that this £987 that was being transferred was going to an illegal organization in China. And according to the law of the government, Michael, you are coming under the Money Laundering Control Act of 1986. And I hope, Michael, you know that money laundering is a major crime. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you understand the meaning of money laundering, Michael?
Yeah, it's illegal finances used for terrorism, crime, or whatever.
Exactly. Money laundering is generating money from a legal source, and it's going to an illegal, you know, organization.
Well, I can assure you, we haven't got any. We're not involved in anything like that. We're just normal people.
I understand that. No worries. And Michael, right now, since, you know, this was taking place, you know, what we are also, you know, in suspect is that, you know, you guys have been a victim of an identity theft, okay? Like, someone has got hold of your personal identities and they are trying to put illegal charges in your name. You know your identities are the most important piece of personal information a bank needs while extending you credit, giving out loans, renting an apartment, filing for your taxes, or taking out tax refunds. Right, Michael?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Michael, tell me, do you write emails by any chance, sir?
Do you have our emails?
Do you send emails?
No, very occasionally, and they only go to my vet.
Oh, you don't write emails very
To be honest with you, I use the internet or anything like this very occasionally. I'm quite old, and I'm not up to all this. I don't use the internet very much at all. All my phone come to that.
I understand that. No issues. Just hold the line for a moment. I've just received an email. I'm just working on your account, Michael, okay?
Okay, mate.
Thank you for holding the line, Michael.
Okay.
Now, Michael, I would like to ask you, when was the last time you've been to the bank, Michael?
The last time I went to the bank was last week, Friday or somewhere around then.
Friday.
I can't actually remember without looking on the account again. Do you want me to have another look?
Just check your account and see when was the last time you've been there.
I took out £500.
Mm-hmm. And, Michael, which branch do you go to, actually?
It's Crawley branch.
Is that the one at Broadway?
That's it. Broadway.
And, how far is the bank from your premises, from where you live?
Where I live, it's about a 20-minute walk.
And do you drive or you walk there? How do you?
I walk there.
You walk there, okay.
Yeah.
And do you go inside the bank as an ordinary customer, or do you know someone personally inside?
No, I just go into the bank, do my business and come out. I don't know anybody in the bank.
You don't know anyone in the bank personally, right?
No employees, no one.
And have you ever faced any problems inside the bank by any chance?
Problems?
Any difficulties, Michael? Any problems, any difficulties inside the
bank? None, no.
None whatsoever?
None at all.
Now, Michael, Michael, how often do you use your online banking, basically? Do you make payments, using your online banking?
The only banking business we do is when we pay credit card business.
That's
done online, yeah. All my other banking business is done through direct debits.
Oh, okay. And Michael, one more thing is basically, have you ever made any payments? Have you sent any money using your Lloyd's account to anyone in the past, your online banking?
No, no one. The only payments, as I say, comes out to direct debit, once a month.
No, I'm not talking about auto debits or direct debits, Michael. I'm telling that, have you ever made any, sent money to any of your friends, family members, relatives in the past using your online banking?
The only online banking, I do pay through sort of my vet.
Can you please repeat once again, Michael?
I pay my vet bills through my online banking.
Okay. And what's the maximum amount of money you've transferred it to anyone? Approximately. Like, is it
£500
That's the maximum sum of money you've transferred online, right?
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay. Now, Michael, basically right now, you would be shocked to know, as I am completely shocked to know, that it's not just you who has been a victim of this scam, okay? Now,
okay.
Michael, there are 47 other people who have already been a victim of this. Now, the Metropolitan Police, the Cyber Crime Department, and the British Intelligence Agency, they have a strong suspect that some of the official members are involved in this conspiracy of stealing money. Now, it can be anyone. It can be the manager, it can be the teller, it can be the receptionist. Right now, the situation is very critical at this present moment. Because as you understand, Michael, a bank is the only place which has all of your information. Now, if that information is being compromised, you can understand the gravity of this situation, Michael. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Michael, you know, during the first week, you know, we were completely terrified and shocked that what exactly is going on. So we had to contact the Metropolitan Police. Now, there was a sting operation that was being carried out for 48 hours. And after surveillancing on the cameras, internet inside the bank branch, we were shocked to see that three computers from the bank itself have been used to fetch data of our customers and try to do illegal activities. And this thing from the Broadway branch, you know, which at the Crawley branch, basically, that's been taking place at Broadley, this is happening since past 2 weeks. And it's actually really terrifying that's taking place. And not only from the Crawley branch this is happening, this is also happening in the place at Horsham as well. Do you know there's a branch for Lloyd's at Horsham? Have you ever been there at West Street?
No, we never used that branch at all ever.
And you never used that branch, right?
No.
Now, we have been facing difficulties, you know, from the past, you know, 15 days, you know, regarding these branches. And things are actually very, you know, disastrous. Because the most shocking thing about this investigation which we have found is that all the people who have been a victim of this, you know, all the 47 people who have been a victim of this, they were all senior citizens. They were all people above, you know, 70, 75, 80, 85 years of age. They are basically all senior people, you know, whose accounts have been, you know, caught hold of, Michael.
Okay.
And Michael, the most, you know, terrifying part about this investigation is that out of 47 people, you know, 38 of them have already lost over £227,000 from their bank accounts in a matter of 2 weeks. So you can understand that, Michael, £227,000 is not a small amount of money that's being compromised, right?
Yeah, exactly. I understand.
Exactly. Now, Michael, tell me anything which you've not understood by now.
No, it's all pretty, what you said, I understand, yeah.
Exactly. Now, Michael, basically right now what we'll have to do is we need to file a complaint with the Metropolitan Police, the British Intelligence Agency, stating them that this is something which is very unusual that's taking place. Because right now, Michael, we are not worried about the money at this moment. We are worried about your identities. Because as you understand that if you have been a victim of an identity theft, you know, things could actually go wrong. You know, basically anyone can use your identities for renting an apartment, filing for your taxes, or taking out tax refunds. Right, Michael?
Okay.
Exactly. So in order to do that, Michael, what you have to do is, you know, we will have to send a voicemail stating them that you are innocent and you have not done any of these. So what I'll be doing is, I will be turning on the recording from my end. You'll have to repeat your name, your address, and the statement after me once I start the voice recording, Michael.
Yeah, I don't particularly want to do that because I don't know where all this information's going. I mean, if the police want to get involved, then let them come round and interview me, but I'm not going to give my name and that over the phone because I don't know what's going on.
Michael, see, you were the one to call us up and you are speaking with the anti-fraud care department from Lloyd's. See, where did you get this number from? Like, how did you get hold of this number, Michael?
What, your number? It's just the back of my card.
Exactly. Now, sir, Michael, if you have called the number that's on the back of the card, you'll have to be rest assured that you are speaking with the anti-fraud department and we are ready to assist you with it, Michael.
Okay.
You have to trust. Right.
I'm a bit paranoid now about everything.
No worries. No issues, not a problem. Can you just get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy, Michael, please?
Hang on.
Just
a minute.
All right,
okay, I've got a pen.
Okay, all right. Now, Michael, what you can do is you can just write down my name. Do you remember my name by any chance?
Right, your name?
Yeah, do you remember my name?
No.
Oh, my name is Don. It's D as in Delta.
Oh, sorry, can you start again, please? Sorry.
For sure. It's D. D as in Delta.
Yeah.
O as in Oscar.
Right.
N as in November, Don, and my last name is Harvey. It's H
Harvey.
It's H as in hotel, A
yeah.
as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, B as in Victor, E as in Echo, Y as in Yankee. Don Harvey. Now you can
Harvey.
Also write down my employee ID, please.
Yeah.
It is Lloyds. Lloyds.
Lloyds. Yeah.
5217.
5217.
Right. Now, Michael, you know, that's my name and my employee ID. Now, what you can do is you can just flip your debit card. Do you see there is a telephone number that's given on the back of the card, Michael? Right? Get your card,
yeah.
please. Right. Now, what
Hang
you
on.
Can do is you... Yeah, just get your card.
Right. Carry on.
Right. Now, what you can do is you can call on the number that's on the back of the card. You know, you'll be getting connected with a receptionist. You can tell them you would like to speak with Don Harvey since you were already speaking to him. So that, Michael, you would be rest assured that you were speaking with the right person or not.
Okay.
That's my point, sir. Right.
Okay.
Right. So I will be assigning you with a queue. Once you get a queue noise, you need to start dialing up the number and tell them you would like to speak with Don Harvey so that you would be rest assured that you were speaking with the right person. Okay, you can tell them that do you have an officer named Don Harvey with the employee? If they ask you for the employee ID, give them the employee ID so that they can transfer this call to me. Okay, Michael?
Yeah, the thing is, the last time I phoned up the number on Noise bank card, it went to automated... automated person, so you're not actually speaking to a person. So how do I get through?
No, see, you will be getting connected to the reception of Lloyd's headquarters. You know, the number that's on the back of the card is the receptionist. You know, that's for Lloyd's headquarters. And tell
yeah,
them that, you know, on the automated message, there will be an option which says, would you like to speak with an officer? Would you like to speak with someone? So they will
okay.
You need to press that key, and then you will be getting connected with a person. And there you need to say that, you know, you have an officer named Don Harvey who's working along with you. If you can just transfer this call to me, you know, to Don Harvey so that I can, you know, continue,
okay.
You know, my conversation with him.
Okay.
So, you know, it was nice talking to you, Michael. You know, I'll assign you with a queue now. Just start dialing up the number right away, okay? So it
okay.
was nice talking to you. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.